in an unspoken voice, How the Body Releases Trauma and Restores Goodness, by Peter A. Levine, Ph.D. Narrated by Ed Nash. Published by North Atlantic Books. In all things in nature, there is something of the marvelous. Aristotle, 350 B.C. Foreword by Gabor Maté, M.D., author of In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, Close Encounters with Addiction. In an Unspoken Voice is Peter Levine's magnum opus, the summation of his lifelong investigation into the nature of stress and trauma, and of his pioneering therapeutic work. It is also the most intimate and poetic among his books, most revealing of his own experience both as a person and as a healer. It is also his most scientifically grounded and erudite. An early heading in the beginning chapter reveals the essence of Peter's teaching, the power of kindness. Injured in a motor vehicle accident, Peter finds his own healing potential unlocked by his willingness to attend fully to his physical, emotional experience, allowing it to unfold as it needs to. His process is facilitated by a compassionate human presence. The power of goodness, in this case, the organism's innate capacity to restore itself to health and balance, is encouraged by a bystander, an empathetic witness who helps to prevent trauma by embodying kindness and acceptance. Not surprisingly, these are the very qualities Peter Levine considers essential in those called to do therapeutic work with traumatized human beings. As he says, the therapist must help to create an environment of relative safety, an atmosphere that conveys refuge, hope, and possibility. But pure empathy and a warm therapeutic relationship are not enough, for traumatized people are often unable to read or fully receive compassion. They are too suppressed, too stuck in primal defenses more appropriate to our amphibian or reptilian evolutionary predecessors. So what is the therapist to do with human beings hurt and beaten down by past trauma? It is to help people listen to the unspoken voice of their own bodies and to enable them to feel their survival emotions of rage and terror without being overwhelmed by these powerful states. Trauma, as Peter brilliantly recognized decades ago, does not reside in the external event that induces physical or emotional pain, nor even in the pain itself, but in our becoming stuck in our primitive responses to painful events. Trauma is caused when we are unable to release blocked energies, to fully move through the physical, emotional reactions to hurtful experience. Trauma is not what happens to us, but what we hold inside in the absence of an empathetic witness. The salvation, then, is to be found in the body. Most people, Levine notes, think of trauma as a mental problem, even as a brain disorder. However, trauma is something that also happens in the body. In fact, he shows it happens first and foremost in the body. The mental states associated with trauma are important, but they are secondary. The body initiates, he says, and the mind follows. Hence, talking cures that engage the intellect or even the emotions do not reach deep enough. The therapist healer needs to be able to recognize the psycho-emotional and physical signs of frozen trauma in the client. He or she must learn to hear the unspoken voice of the body so that clients can safely learn to hear and see themselves. This book is a masterclass in how to listen to the unspoken voice of the body. In the particular methodology I describe, Levine writes, the client is helped to develop an awareness and mastery of his or her physical sensations and feelings. The key to healing, he argues, is to be found in the deciphering of this nonverbal realm. He finds the code in his synthesis of the seemingly, but only seemingly, disparate sciences that study evolution, animal instinct, mammalian physiology, and the human brain, and in his hard-won experience as a therapist. Potentially traumatic situations are ones that induce states of high physiological arousal, but without the freedom for the affected person to express and get past these states. Danger without the possibility of fight or flight, and afterward, without the opportunity to shake it off, as a wild animal would following a frightful encounter with a predator. What ethologists call tonic immobility, the paralysis and physical emotional shutdown that characterize the universal experience of helplessness in the face of mortal danger, comes to dominate the person's life and functioning. We are scared stiff. In human beings, unlike in animals, the state of temporary freezing becomes a long-term trait. The survivor, Peter Levine points out, may remain stuck in a kind of limbo not fully re-engaging in life. In circumstances where others sense no more than a mild threat or even a challenge to be faced, the traumatized person experiences threat, dread, and mental physical listlessness, a kind of paralysis of body and will. Shame, depression, and self-loathing follow in the wake of such imposed helplessness. The American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, deals in categories, not in pain, in the incisive words of psychiatrist and researcher Daniel Siegel. Central to Peter Levine's teaching is that trauma cannot be reduced to the diagnostic traits compiled by the DSM under the rubric of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Trauma is not a disease, he points out, but rather a human experience rooted in survival instincts. Inviting the full, if carefully graded, expression of our instinctive responses will allow the traumatic state to loosen its hold on the sufferer. Goodness, the restoration of vitality, follows. It springs from within. Trauma is a fact of life, Levine writes. It does not, however, have to be a life sentence. In our suffering lies also our salvation. As he shows, the same psychophysiological systems that govern the traumatic state also mediate core feelings of goodness and belonging. Peter's astonishing awareness of and attention to nuanced detail as he observes and describes his clients' unfreezing are at the heart of his teaching, as are his techniques to guide and facilitate his process. Reading this manuscript, I was impressed by how often I experienced aha moments as I recalled my own observations in my work with traumatized and often addicted people. I could now understand and interpret these observations in a new way, and not only my clinical observations, but also my own personal experience. And that's important, for as Peter recognizes, the therapist's attuning to his or her own experience serves as an essential guiding light, leading the healing process along the right path. Peter Levine and the reader complete their mutual journey with an exploration of spirituality and trauma. There is, he writes, an intrinsic and wedded relationship between the two. For all our rootedness in a physical body, we humans are spiritual creatures. As a psychiatrist Thomas Hora astutely pointed out, all problems are psychological, but all solutions are spiritual. With this book, Peter Levine secures his position in the forefront of trauma healing as theorist, practitioner, and teacher. All of us in the therapeutic community, physicians, psychologists, therapists, aspiring healers, interested lay people, are ever so much richer for this summation of what he himself has learned. Part 1. Roots, a foundation to dance on. We must go down to the very foundations of life. For any merely superficial ordering of life that leaves its deepest needs unsatisfied is as ineffectual as if no attempt at order had ever been made. I Ching, hexagram number 34, The Well, circa 2500 BC. Chapter 1. The Power of an Unspoken Voice. When a man has learned within his heart what fear and trembling mean, he is safeguarded against any terror produced by outside influences. I Ching, hexagram number 51, circa 2500 BC. No matter how self-assured we are, in a fraction of a second, our lives can be utterly devastated. As in the biblical story of Jonah, the unknowable forces of trauma and loss can swallow us whole, thrusting us deep into their cold, dark belly. Entrapped yet lost, we become hopelessly frozen by terror and helplessness. Early in the year 2005, I walked out of my house into a balmy Southern California morning. The gentle warmth and soft sea breeze gave a lift to my step. Certainly, this was the kind of winter morning that makes everyone in the rest of the country, with the possible exception of Garrison Keillor of Lake Wobegon, want to abandon their snow shovels and move to the Southland's warm, sunny beaches. It was the beginning of a perfect kind of day. A day when you feel certain that nothing can go wrong, when nothing bad can possibly happen. But it did. A moment of truth. I walked along, absorbed in happy anticipation of being with my dear friend Butch for the celebration of his 60th birthday. I stepped out into a crosswalk. The next moment, paralyzed and numb, I'm lying on the road, unable to move or breathe. I can't figure out what has just happened. How did I get here? Out of a swirling fog of confusion and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?